This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Big Bang Update from the yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more.
On 105.7 The Fan.
You know, Jeremy, we spent so much time complaining about what the Orioles, and I don't mean we as in you and me, I mean we as in people in general,
yeah.
Fan base, spent so much time complaining about what the Orioles had not done. I didn't realize the payroll is 56% more than it was last year. Did you know that?
I did, but like again, to me, and in defending the team as much as I have, like this doesn't mean much to me because their payroll was so small to begin with.
It is the largest increase in baseball, though.
It is, but there's a reason why, because you had one of the lowest payrolls in the league, period. But I do think this is a sign of things to come, and it's also something where I think, you know, fans, they didn't make the huge splash that you wanted. And going out and getting somebody, but I think they got a bunch of comparables that can fit and fill out this roster, and they're poised to make another run here. And no matter what anybody else thinks, they spent money in the offseason, and I do think they're going to be better next year. And I know it's a silly thing to, some people are going to say it's silly to say that because Corbin Burns is now gone, but you got to realize too, like some of the, all these guys on the team, all the young players you have, they're all going to take, I shouldn't say all, sometimes guys take a step back in year two, but have the chance to take that step forward. And I think that's going to happen for Adley, Gunner, Westberg. I think the bat's going to be much better this year. The big question is, you know, what's the pitching going to look like, not only at the middle of the year, but at the end, are you going to get some guys back?
Yeah. It's good to see that. I mean, you could, I understand they had such a low payroll,
mm-hmm.
but I guarantee you also fans didn't see that much of an increase either. No. I mean, they've had low payrolls for years and they didn't have 50% increase the next year.
No, because like, again, going back to it, when fans are like, why aren't we signing anybody? It's the same thing. Why aren't the Wizards trying to win? Because they don't want to. Like, it doesn't behoove you to go out there and sit here and try to put your best foot forward and win every game. Plus, you're not as talented. I'm not telling you the teams are going out there to lose
right.
on purpose. You just don't put as a talented team out there, and over the course of a long season, what's going to happen? The good teams are going to beat the bad teams
mm-hmm.
more times than not. So I think that's kind of what was going on, and then now this looks like one of those years where you have ownership that's willing to take on contracts and willing to take on money. And again, once we start signing our own, and we'll see how much they're able to do with that. But this team still has a lot of decisions to make. I think there's a lot of roster discussion that has to happen leading into the season.
I agree. And last year, they finished in second place, 3 games behind the Yankees in the AL East with 91 wins. 56% pay increase, payroll increase. Does that equate to more wins, in your opinion, this year?
Look, you lost Santander. You lost Corbin Burns. That's going to be where most people kind of hang their hats. You do have a closer now in Felix Bautista. He's back. That's going to help in the back end. I think the bullpen's going to be better, taking a step forward. Look, you have a player in Jackson Holliday that they think's a generational talent. If he turns out to be half of what they think, you've got a pretty damn good player on your hands.
And I say this a lot, Jeremy. I think the one thing that we are discounting, fans are discounting, is, you know, they didn't get any improvements. The guys that you have are going to improve. You're not talking about guys that have been in the league for years that have already, you know, tapped out in terms of their potential. You're talking about guys who haven't reached their potential yet. At some point, you got to kind of just like let these guys grow up.
Yeah, and again, like, I know we brought up the stuff with Dylan Cease and that they called asking for Basayo, Mayo, or Westberg, and the Orioles are like, no, thank you. Not for a guy on a one-year deal. And, oh, by the way, I'm not sure they want to trade any one of those guys to begin with.
No.
But if you have a guy with a singular year left, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's part of the problem what the Orioles are dealing with. When teams call here, they want one of your top three.
Yeah.
And you're even seeing them not even prospects anymore going for guys that have already established themselves at the major league level.
Yeah, I don't, I'll be honest with you, man.
I ain't trading Westberg.
Mm-mm.
No. it's just not happening. So, and again, when you look at this team and what they're going to be capable of, they still have the draft capital. They still have prospects that they can move at any given moment,
right,
to go get something they covet. And I think they're in a really enviable position. Like, I think there's a lot of teams that would want to trade places with the Orioles right now, understanding that you're in the toughest division in baseball. Maybe it's out west now in the NL with what the Dodgers are spending. I don't know. But I still think overall, top to bottom, this is the toughest division in sports or in baseball, period.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm with you. Jordan Westberg that's the guy that you could have for his best years. He's the guy that you can keep around.
You know who I think he is? And again, we were talking about signing him. I think he's like a Bregman-type player.
Oh, he's Alex Bregman. All the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
I think you can, I mean, look, you can pretty much play him anywhere on the infield, and he's not going to hurt you. On top of it, he hits for power. He's going to hit for a decent average. I'm not telling you he's going to be a guy that hits 330, but if he did, hell, so be it. But I think you've got a pretty good player. And the other thing that I love about him is, I honestly think Jordan Westberg could bat anywhere in the lineup. And people say that all the time, but realistically, you don't want Gunner batting seventh. You don't want him batting. You could do whatever you wanted with Westberg, and he's going to produce at any portion of that lineup.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go out to Edgewood and get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I love this time of year, man. This is the best time of year. I swear to God, been waiting for it since last October. I think the Orioles have done a great job this offseason. They added depth to the rotation. Look, they didn't go get a frontline pitcher, but they got a quality starter to go out every night. It's not like we're sending bums out there at all. We got quality pitching to last throughout the season. That's one thing they did address, and if you look at it, the bullpen's solid. And we have more than six starters on our that's going to camp, if I'm not mistaken. If you look on their depth chart at right now on CBSSports.com, they got something like eight or nine starting pitchers that are just going to camp. And there's only five rotation spots. So if you ask me, that looks pretty good. Their lineup looks pretty solid from all the way from the top of the order to the bottom. I don't know why everybody thinks we need to go out and make a big splash and spend a bunch of money.
Because everybody else, because the other teams makes big splash. That's what they want to. They want to keep up with the Joneses, Lou. That's just how fans are. No one's looking at what they have. They just want to keep up with the Joneses. That's how that is. I mean, they feel like, you know, if you're making moves and I'm not making moves, then you're getting better than me.
Yeah, I mean, look, I find it interesting that everybody was, you know, bitching about this division and how everybody got better. And it's like, well, the Blue Jays got Santander, but did they get better? Like, is it just, and I'm not saying Santander's a bad player, but look at that team.
I don't know if they got better, yeah.
I mean, look at their starting staff. And is that what you want to go into the season with? The Red Sox, people, they kicked the tires on Walker Buehler. I'd have loved to have done that for a year, but okay. You got a cheapie there, and then you sign a couple of your own, go out, grab a few other players. I think the Red Sox are trending upwards, but I'm not afraid of them. And the Yankees lost their best player. I mean, you could sit here and pick Judge Soto, who you think their best player is. Did they do enough to replace him by throwing a bunch of money at some veterans and seeing what sticks?
Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Jeremy, did you get ripped off too bad yesterday with your plumbing issue?
No, man. Look, I got to thank Aaron, who I walked in my house yesterday after the week I had and had water pouring through my ceiling and two backed up toilets because my son didn't realize that dude wipes aren't flushable wipes. So I don't care if it says flushable in that damn package. It does not mean they're flushable. And we have old cast iron pipes and it just got, you know, so Aaron, thanks so much, man. He came out and helped us out big time.
That's what's up, man. Glad you got that situated, yeah, man. But about the Orioles, man, I think they improved next season.
Hold up, where are you going with the Orioles, Rashawn? Look, man, I like how you try to low-key have two topics, and you make one of the topics about the other host.
So that,
so that way you won't get hung up on.
He gets his longevity. Well,
yeah, I like how you try to do that, man. I'm on to your games, Rashawn. I'm on to you, man.
I'm on to you.
I appreciate your concern.
I'm on to your shenanigans, Rashawn. Go on with your Orioles.
All right, man. I think they're definitely going to improve this season, man. You know, a lot of people had injured last year, you know, coming back. And hopefully, like, people like Adley take a step up this year. You know, I know he had a bad second half of the season. And also, I know y'all said people was calling about our prospects and wanting to, you know, people wanting to find a trade. I'm still mad about that Connor Norby trade, man. I think we could have got more for him. And, Jeremy, I know you own the Rogers guy. You know, you think he's going to be a stud pitcher.
No. That's not what I said. I mean, look, I'm willing to take a look and see what's there when you have a left-handed pitcher that's under control for a while. Obviously, it didn't look good last year, but I still make the case that you didn't give up much to get him. The only difference is people knew who Norby and Stowers were because we'd been talking about them for a while, knocking on the door. I'm happy for those guys to get an opportunity. I think they went to a perfect team where they get a chance to play every day because now the Orioles are on their way to competing for, you know, playoff contention and World Series, hopefully.
Man, I'm reading this. You know Tony Gwynn played college basketball, right?
Are you going to give the assist thing that he had?
This is Tony Gwynn has more assists in college, 590. Then strikeouts for his 20-year Major League Baseball career, 434.
Every time they say something about that cat, there's two guys. You hear something about Greg Maddux and you hear something about Tony Gwynn and you go, how the hell are those two guys doing that? He's pudgy. He's tiny. What are they doing?
Tony Gwynn played 2 years of college basketball?
Yeah.
In 2 years of college basketball, he had more assists than 20 years of baseball
strikeouts. San Diego State, too,
yeah,
right? He's a San Diego kid through and through.
Jeez, man.
Unbelievable.
That's an unreal stat.
I saw somebody.
A point guard, Jeremy Conn. You're no Tony Gwynn.
Yeah. No, I struck out more. there was the other thing, too, with, you know, as you're talking about some of the players and statistics and, you know, what they're capable of putting together. Like, we've always talked about Gwynn and how special he was. I saw somebody bring up Bernie Williams and go, If you actually look at his numbers, like compare him to Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett,
he's awesome.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's awesome, man. Bernie should be
in the Hall of Fame.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.